AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone. Your journey. Our passion. Dow Automotive Systems. Improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com. And by Hyundai. New thinking, new possibilities.
Hello and welcome to a brand new week of AutoLine Daily. Well, GM's strategy of how to handle this ignition switch recall is starting to blow up in its face. The automaker is becoming the punchline for comedians all across the United States. Jon Stewart viciously attacked GM on The Daily Show, and the opening skit on Saturday Night Live made GM CEO Mary Barra look like a know-nothing buffoon. You know, when popular media starts attacking you, you know you've got a public relations disaster on your hands. While the average citizen does not pay much attention to the national news, the country sure knows what its comedians are saying. That's what makes Mary Barra's testimony in front of Congress so dismaying. It's as if GM's lawyers told Barra, just sit there and let them punch you in the face. That might be a good legal strategy, but when the critics start making your CEO look like an incompetent fool, it hurts the company on multiple levels. Mary Barra still has one more chance to turn this around. That's when she reports what GM's own internal investigation turned up. She needs to talk tough and come out with all guns a-blazing, because right now, she's becoming the laughingstock of the nation. Well, we're starting to learn how Sergio Marchionne plans to turn Alfa Romeo into a globally competitive luxury brand. Alfa will use Ferrari engines to power some of its high-end models. Bloomberg reports that Alfa plans to launch a new line of rear-drive sedans and SUVs in 2016, with the top versions getting Ferrari engines. Also, to boost its reach worldwide, Fiat plans to sell Alfas through Jeep dealers outside of North America. And speaking of Chrysler, last year Ram introduced an all-black version of its light-duty pickup called the 1500 Black Express, and now the company's offering a version of it for its heavy-duty trucks. As you can see from the picture, the whole exterior is badass black. The Ram heavy-duty black is available now with a starting price just over $43,000. And in one more Chrysler-related item, the Mopar 14 Dodge Challenger sold out in one day. Of course, they're only selling 100 of them, but if you're not one of those lucky 100, remember, you can still make your own version through Mopar's parts and accessories. The new Ford F-150 will be equipped with tougher leather seats to help them withstand constant abuse, but another solution might have been this new coating from Johnson Controls called Fresh Performance. It can be applied to all seat fabrics and repels dirt and liquid and protects passengers from microbes and static electricity. Seats with the coating can simply be wiped clean with a cloth, making it ideal for people with kids or for vehicles used in commercial or rental applications. Back in March, we told you that Lexus would be making a production version of the LFNX concept that it would show off in Beijing. Now the automaker is giving us a look at what the NX crossover will look like. You can't see much from the teaser image, but it'll be interesting to see what the final product actually looks like, because that concept looks like it was heavily overdesigned. Coming up next, we need to figure out if car companies can make money or not with all this telematics technology.
Sonata from Hyundai.
On AutoLine After Hours last week, our guest was Barry Ratzlaff, who's in charge of Hyundai's telematics system called BlueLink. I asked him if automakers will ever find out a way to profit off telematics, and here's what he had to say.
It's really a sexy space, right? People like to talk about the idea of using telematics to interact with the customer and exchange data and potentially use that as a marketing platform. Two points I'd make about that. One is, we're a car company, and we want to be a car company, and we want to use that ecosystem to help customers and our dealers and us have a better ownership relationship. Second is that we all already have a smartphone, and all of the apps that you've agreed to on your phone, you've already given other people the ability to track your location and sell you advertising. So I'd argue that there might be people who are more likely to be the ones to really execute in that space, more so than automakers. It's tempting to think about, and it's, you know, it seems appealing, but we're a car company, and we want to work on having a good ownership experience.
You're going to make us all fall out of our chairs here, because we hear from other guys that, I mean, telematics is essential, and they're never going to sell another car to somebody under 30 years old that doesn't have a full suite of telematics capabilities. Yeah. And you're saying, well, we just make better cars, and we'll have that stuff too.
It all goes together. I mean, one of the things I'll bring into the mix is Apple CarPlay. So we've announced we're implementing CarPlay. Some people tell me, Barry, why are you doing that? Isn't that competing with BlueLink? It's another channel, right? It's another way for customers to get information. We expect that to be able to sell cars, customers will start demanding their phone be able to integrate with their car. So perhaps if we don't implement CarPlay, we might be at a competitive disadvantage. But more importantly, we actually think it's a good thing. And we've got a good relationship with both Apple and Google to figure out how to do that kind of integration and are on that roadmap. So for infotainment types of things, right, they're probably going to be better at it than we are. So let's make sure our cars can leverage that ecosystem well to support what our owners are expecting.
And that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.